One and a community connection this morning brought to you by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors. A couple of guests in the studio. I'm going to start with Karen Wilson, chairman of the Kiwanis Club. Good morning, Karen. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Charlie.
It's
Thank
a beautiful
you so
day
much.
In the neighborhood, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You're here as a sponsoring organization for a presentation coming up fairly soon. What's going on?
Yes, the Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville is very proud to host a special presentation this Wednesday at our weekly meeting, and we are inviting community nonprofits to come and enjoy and learn from a presentation by Kent Stroman.
Okay, and I was just asking Kent before we went on the air how long he has had this consulting firm, and it was 2001, summertime, so he's been presenting this type of information for a while, and things get better and better all the time.
Absolutely. And I know that I've have been able to enjoy some of the presentations Kent has done, and I know a lot of the community has done as well. But this is a really special presentation for nonprofits about fundraising events and major gifts, and you know, best of all, it's free.
And for nonprofits, that's a little bit rare. Usually there is it's not a nominal fee just to cover expenses, but typically there is a little bit of a fee for this kind of training, so that's great.
Absolutely. And not only is the presentation free, but they're actually going to get some tools and practical application tips to take back and put to use.
And I can't think of any nonprofit, large or small, within the listening area of this area, radio station particularly, that isn't seemingly in fundraising mode all the time.
Absolutely, Kiwanis included. Yeah, yes, we all are. And you know, the good news about the Bartlesville community is that we have a lot of nonprofits who do a lot of good work and do spend a lot of effort in fundraising. So I think this is particularly applicable to the nonprofits in our area. And I know the ones that I've talked to personally, mm-hmm. that I'm either involved in or have relationships with are really looking forward to this presentation on Wednesday. And we still have room, so hopefully those listening will take advantage.
Well, before we talk to your presenter, are reservations required, or can you just show up? Walk me through the details.
Well, we appreciate reservations because we want to make sure everybody's got a seat. The presentation will be in the large room at the community center, so we got lots of space, mm-hmm. but we want to make sure that we have seats. Our normal meeting time is 11:30 to 1. The presentation will probably start around 12:30 and last until 1:30, so it'll be about an hour presentation. As I said, our meeting starts at 11:30, and it is a lunch meeting, and we're happy to have guests join us for lunch, but we do need reservations both to get a seat and have lunch. The presentation is totally free. People are welcome. The lunch is $10, and we do need a reservation by the end of the day today to make sure we can feed everybody who wants to participate. We do have a great caterer, by the way.
I have attended some of your meetings, and it's always a great meal. Thank you very much.
Right. So just need a phone call to 918-977-3400 extension 4 by the end of the day to reserve a seat and let us know if you'd like to have lunch.
Okay. Well, again, we'll give that information again near the end of the program, but I'm happy to transition over to our presenter, and certainly no stranger to organizations in Bartlesville. Kent Stroman, thanks for coming in this morning, Kent.
Good morning, Charlie. Glad to join you.
And this is something that I know you have been, working along this idea of fundraising for, I'm not sure how long. You've even published some material on the topic, haven't you?
Yes, my first book came out, 2011.
Yeah.
In fact, my next book is due out this summer, and man, am I eager to get finished with that project.
I'll bet you are. The idea to get the words on paper and to get the basic outline probably didn't take too long, but other editors that I've talked to, it seems the editing or refining process just seems to go on for forever.
too long.
Well, let's talk about, first of all, your presentation this week, and then I'll be happy to help you publicize some of your materials out there. Fundraising, again, something that, again, I don't care whether it's my Crime Stoppers board or the Red Cross or anything in between, all organizations need money.
Right, and so the topic that we'll be presenting on Wednesday is titled Fundraising Events and Major Gifts, and kind of a subtitle, How to Get from One to the Other.
Good idea. Typically we see the events out there, the golf tournament, the Harley party, the event that brings people in. The nonprofit gets a chance to tell their story and along the way earn some much needed cash.
Right. And what we'll be focusing on, one primary dimension is just helping organizations answer the question, how effective and how profitable is our fundraising event? And a lot of times, of course, this is a space that I work in. A lot of times I'll talk to people after their special fundraising event and I'll ask them, well, you know, how did it go? And most often the response is something like this. Well, it was really good publicity. In other words, we didn't raise any money.
We're
looking for an excuse to make ourselves feel good about it.
I have used those words in the past sometimes. Just to,
haven't we all?
And, you know, sometimes you can say, next year we'll get more sponsors, or next year we'll do this, and hopefully you do next year. But the lessons learned, if you can help us with those lessons learned by compacting, you know, 10 years into a one-hour presentation, good luck to you.
Well, it'll be jam-packed.
But moving on towards those major gifts, or at least recurring gifts, I think there's kind of a step along the way sometimes.
Well, the idea about major gifts, in fact, you mentioned my first book earlier, the title, Asking About Asking, and really the thing that, one of the big things that drove that whole book and the success behind the practices that are included in it is that in our culture, and this is not unique to Bartlesville, Oklahoma, but we have too many people chasing too many people, seeking gifts that are too small and that make too little impact on the organization that receives the gift and on the person who gives the gift. And so the idea of larger gifts is inviting people to invest in those causes that they are truly passionate about in ways that really does move the needle in terms of implementing the mission. And like I said earlier, too many times in terms of special events fundraising, at the end of the day, we're almost as far down the road as we were when we started. Mm-hmm. We're exhausted, and the best thing about it is that it's over.
Yeah, hopefully everybody had a good time at the event, but the, like you said, benefiting the nonprofit is sometimes negligible.
Well, and I'll tell you, years and years ago, in fact, now that you mention this, I remember a conversation that took place not too far from this studio where we're sitting, Charlie, probably 20 years ago, and it was in regards to a major charitable organization that at that time was conducting probably the largest charity fundraising event in the community. Mm-hmm. And I had a, I'm going to say a fringe involvement with this organization. And after the event, on a casual basis, I just asked some people who I'd seen attend it what they thought about the organization who sponsored it. Mm-hmm. Most of them could name the organization, but almost none of them knew anything about the organization. So when you made the comment earlier about it gives an opportunity to tell the story, mm-hmm. it does. Oftentimes, we don't take the opportunity to tell the story. And so we're not raising funds. We're not creating awareness. But we are having a party. Mm-hmm. And people love parties.
Yep.
But you know, our whole focus is if we're going to have a party and has the intent of raising money, let's make sure that we do it in a way that raises money and creates awareness.
And that's so important for both missions.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How do you... without giving away your whole presentation, because I want people to attend, but you're there to give some tips to do both. Telling the story, let's to kind of tell it, tell our story backwards here. How much information do you get when you're telling the story as far as getting people interested? To me, the idea is give them enough to get interested, get the hook, so to speak, and then say, let's get together so we can talk one-on-one and actually get to it.
Well, and I think you touched on an important dimension, Charlie, when you used the word story. In fact, a friend of mine who is a communications expert, he does a blog on Sunday mornings, and I was reading his yesterday morning, and surprisingly, he quoted me in there. Here's the quote that he used, and that is that numbers numb, but stories store. And so many times when we have that opportunity to inform our audience, we overload them with data, and it's all accurate, but it's all useless because it's not remembered.
Right.
And so ideally, in that special event, we want to tell a story, put the face on the mission, and present a story in such a way that it's unforgettable. And the thing that I want to see when the event is over is that everybody who attended leaves with an emotional message in their heart and in their mind. This is how this organization changes real lives of real people in our community, and this is how I can have a part and truly make a difference.
So depending on the mission of the nonprofit, they need to be able to communicate emotionally and understand, let the community understand how the community is safer or richer or better educated or healthier, depending on the mission of the organization, because of the investment dollars that are going into that mission.
Absolutely. In fact, I worked with an organization some years ago, and think about this, Charlie, their mission is poverty alleviation. Now, I don't know about you, but I think those two words put together are a huge mission all by themselves, poverty alleviation. But this organization is having tremendous success, and one of the ways that they are is by allowing people who have been through their program and who have gone from poverty to philanthropy, really, from poverty to philanthropy, real-life people, real stories that talk about, here's where I was. Here's what the trajectory of my life was. Here's the intervention that took place, and here's what's happening today. Now, you can stack up a whole shelf full of data and reports that won't begin to compare to that one person telling his or her experience on a very personal basis, and that's the thing that oftentimes is missing. The more we actually do that, the more people can relate to what we're doing.
I guess that's why every Friday afternoon, Dave Ramsey has his program with nothing but people saying, "I'm debt free."
That's right, and they're screaming.
Exactly. We'll continue in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time this morning, Kent Stroman and Karen Wilson talking about a presentation this Wednesday at the Bartlesville Community Center. We'll get back to Karen in just a moment. But Kent, I don't want to take away the fire of your presentation, because I'm sure people want to be there to hear the tips and tools that you're going to be presenting. But the first book you published, I'm sure, has helped a lot of people. And tell me about your second book. What's the general topic area, and when will we see words on paper?
Yeah, so the topic is board governance. The title actually, Charlie, has a strike through. I don't know if I've ever seen a book title that had a strike through, but the word accidental has a line drawn through it. The title is The Intentional Board.
Okay.
Now, I don't know about you, but I've seen a lot of boards that they weren't an accident looking for a place to happen. It had already happened.
Yeah. What do you mean we were supposed to file that 990 form every year? I don't, it just, there are certain things that you need for a good board, and also people that are there to do something other than just build the resume for them.
Right. You know, one of the things, oftentimes I'll speak to board members or organizational leaders, CEOs, chief development officers, chief business officers, what have you. And I hear a lot of frustration around the boardroom. And this is nothing new. It's mm-hmm. not unique to our community. It's not unique to these times. But in the analysis, here's what I discovered. Nobody's prepared for board service.
Yeah, you're right.
And as a result, we often get the results that go with being either ill-prepared or adversely prepared. And so the idea about the intentional board is some intentional best practices, how you or I as board members can be more effective in the boardroom and more effective for the organization outside the boardroom, and then also how those who are on the staff of the organizations can in very effective ways work together with board members so that everybody's doing their job and staying out of the way of the other party as they do their job.
So are we talking everything from board recruitment to board training and investing in board training along the way?
All the above, you bet. The book is part of Charity Channel Press's series, In the Trenches, and it's targeted to come out in the next couple of months.
Okay. You've obviously had a lot of success with your first publication, or you wouldn't be coming along with number two. And your publication is still available for folks if they want
to
take
it. Yes, it is. Yeah. And most readily available on Amazon. Mm-hmm. In fact, I talked to the publisher the other day. He said that they've already sold the first two copies and they're thinking about printing another one.
Okay. Sounds like a great idea. I think there ought to be at least three copies out there somewhere along the line. Your presentation Wednesday, we talked a little bit about what I'll say one of the goals is just simply getting people interested, getting the story out there. But the bottom line is still these organizations need a better supply of dependable dollars.
Right. And so what we'll do on Wednesday is we're going to start by providing some analytical tools. Now, you know I'm a recovering accountant.
Yes.
And so...
We won't hold that against you.
Thank you.
You have a personality with many accountants. Never mind, I'm not going there.
Yeah, right. So, ways to really...
At least you're not an actuary.
Well, I don't have the personality to be an actuary. but tools to really evaluate what is the true effect of the event, financially and non-financially. Mm-hmm. And so anyhow, we're going to spend quite a bit of time. I think there are five different toolkits that go with that. And then my favorite part of it is we've got six tips that help answer the question, how can we raise larger dollars, whether it's with the special event or in lieu of it? Sometimes the best thing we need to do with these time-honored traditions is just have a funeral ceremony. You know, mm-hmm. there's the thing's already died, but we haven't acknowledged it yet.
It just didn't know enough to fall over.
That's right.
Yeah. And I know that this is very trite, but it is true that the expression, but we've always done it that way, is the signature of a dying organization.
Yeah. You know, again, fundraising is my area of expertise. It's my area of giftedness. Special events, fundraising, is one of the two least effective and least efficient avenues for raising money.
And yet we go to that trough every year.
It's very, very common. And to me, one of the, I'll just give you a little bit of insight. To me, the worst thing about special events fundraising isn't that they don't raise money. And it's not that it wears out our volunteers. It's not even that we take large amounts of money out of the community and only put small amounts of money back towards the mission. Let's see, should I tell you the thing that is, or should we save that for
to
Wednesday?
Find out more, why don't you attend the Kiwanis meeting coming up Wednesday. Karen, finish me out here for us.
Okay, dope. Well, I just want to reiterate, when we talk about fundraising, that is a big responsibility of the board. As a board member, I know this, and I know that a lot of people join boards and try not to think about that, but it is important that everybody involved with the nonprofit, you know, both the staff and the board work together to raise funds. So I do hope that you know, anybody involved with a nonprofit feel welcome, whether you're on the board side, you know, or the staff side involved with fundraising. Take advantage of this opportunity to get this great information that Kent is going to be sharing on Wednesday. We'll have plenty of space, but do want to make sure you have a seat. And if you'd like to join us for a lunch, the cost of the lunch is $10. The cost of the information in the workshop is absolutely free, and you can choose both or only one if you like. But do call us with your reservation, 918-977-3400, extension 4, and we look forward to having a room full of folks that are interested and excited to get this information on Wednesday.
Karen, Kent, thank you so much. This is going to be a great day. I'm sure that every member of any nonprofit, again, large or small, will benefit from what we're going to hear on Wednesday. Thank you so much. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400 K1.
This is the ONN.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything.